This is Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools, the North Shore School District 112. We're a pre-K through 8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers, its students, and its community. It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, engage. One of the professional groups to which I belong and have leadership roles is the AASA, the American Association of School Administrators. And one of the groups from the AASA in which I have a leadership role is the AASA Digital Consortium. And this summer, together with about 30 superintendents and school leaders from all across the United States, representing 11 U.S. states and the District of Columbia, we met with leaders of the Chamber of Commerce. We interacted with teachers and students and administrators. We toured a brand new school, which it was just built. We looked at the site of the largest public school investment in Tennessee. We were in the Nashville area in Wilson County. In this episode of the podcast, I'll share a little bit of information about the Digital Consortium. I'll also share some question and answer with high school students who've been engaged in an innovative program for the past several years in biotechnology. They were pioneers in Tennessee. They worked with some local universities to get some of the expertise. They worked with local businesses. And we're going to hear from the students' own voices why this biotech program is interesting and desirable for them and how this biotech program is impacting their pathways. So leadership and student voice and the ability to learn from experts around the country and then bring it back locally to District 112 is what our board has a vision for, what I have a vision for, and thankfully with professional associations like the AASA and our Illinois Association here, we're able to bring the best of all expertise, learn about it, synthesize it, and apply it and transfer it here to North Shore School District 112 so our staff, our leaders, and our students and our community can benefit. Hope you enjoy the episode.
So I'm here with Mort Sherman, the Associate Executive Director of the AASA. Mort, you and Dan, the Executive Director, had the vision for the Digital Consortium several years ago. What are your main takeaways about the Digital Consortium, and why do you continue to support this for our leadership?
As with any of our cohorts or consortium, we want to bring together superintendents and district leaders to network. We call that our secret sauce, that you get a chance to talk to leaders from across the country about what they're doing. That's one. Secondly, when we focus on the content, such as digital learning or personalized learning, it enables us to dig deeply at the work, to think about how we can create a national voice about that topic. Rather than reacting, we could build our own agenda on behalf of the students we serve.
Mort, thank you very much. Appreciate learning with you and leading with you, and really grateful to you all for these opportunities.
And thank you for your leadership, Mike.
Question I have for you. I'm a superintendent of an elementary school district, so we just go up to the eighth grade, then our kids go to another district for the high school. Was there anything in your middle school experiences that prepared you to even take the leap of faith and join this biotech? Or do you have any advice for me to take back with respect to that?
Well, I know I was walking away. We had like some really super engaged science teachers. My seventh grade science teacher, she was amazing. And really, so it takes like the inspiration of teachers. And we have a lot of impressive teachers in our Lubbin Special and Wilson County School Districts here. And I think that we really can see in most of our teachers that they want us to succeed and things like that. But I mean, for biotech, there's nothing really before. Of course, you have to take biology before you get there. And I had a super amazing biology teacher. And really, all of my teachers have been just incredible in trying to forward us. And of course, the students, you can tell when they get a student who wants to learn like any of us do, because really biotech is all those students who are really dedicated to science. Like, they're not in there just because they have to take a science credit. They're there because they want to be there and want to better themselves in science. And they're really thinking about things in this career. And so what Ms. Bunch is able to do, all these students who are super engaged and super intelligent, and wanting to work hard because it's an honors class, so it's more difficult and more rigorous than most of the science.
In the next segment, we're going to have some more question and answer with our high school students talking about biotech pathways in their high school in Wilson County, Tennessee. And the Q&A really reveals that the students are highly insightful, highly engaged. The impact of a teacher is long-lasting and far-reaching. And these youngsters, based upon the experiences that they've had in this innovative program, really have set a new course for their future in college, military studies, and beyond in the workforce in high-tech, biotech. All right, stay tuned.
Options, what are you thinking?
Oh, let's
go
first. I was going to point out there, one of the main reasons, I mean, this bunch has talked about they've got a high passing rate in tests. Mm-hmm. So I've been looking into the medical field for that. I know there's applications that for biotech into that too. So one thing I want to note on that gentleman back there, what you said too, about the middle schoolers and like the camps, I'd really like to see and like go to like Murphy Bryant or Walter J. Mm-hmm. And us do camps.
Yeah,
or, like,
cool. And those are feeder middle schools then.
Yeah. And they would get that exposure then, and as soon as they come to the high school, they'd be like, oh, who are the students that came and did this camp? I don't have to take that class.
I know, because I have a younger sister. She's super excited about the department. Of course, she has to take biology this year because she'll be a freshman. Mm-hmm. So then she'll have to take biology, and then next year she'll be able to, of course, with rezoning. I don't know. We've got to make sure she stays at Lebanon.
Whatever she needs to negotiate, she's willing to do it. Hey, that's good.
My little plug.
Yeah. Way to work that in. Wise beyond your years.
My question kind of leads into that because it shouldn't matter, how you honestly how you zone. So I don't know if the question is for the students or for the adults. What are plans for expanding it to other schools? And I'm always the voice of inclusion and diversity. So I'm wondering what the prerequisites are for the course, because very often in high school, sometimes doors are closed based upon like the middle school course taking and the elementary preparation. So I'm just wondering, whose voice isn't at the table or in those classrooms, and then what the school district's plans are to try to.
I'll answer that, and intentionally, Lebanon High School is our most diverse high school in the district. It also has a feeder coming in from as far as the special school district that I referenced yesterday that's not a part of our district, but it feeds into Lebanon High School. With that, I very intentionally refer to them as the pioneers because they took a risk coming in, and when I say this, there was nothing there to support, so we were having to launch out with something that the state had not even established. And so it's really building on that, but also reaching out, because it doesn't dictate that you have to go to college either, because there are career paths as soon as you exit with high school based on the skill set that you're learning here. But as to your point, we artificially shut the door. We have those gatekeepers as far as, I don't see myself as a science or a math major, I don't know that I would be interested in. And so I think it's incumbent upon us that we make sure that it's not sitting that math or science concept. Isabel, I guess your freshman year, did you already know what you were going to do and where you were going?
I didn't. I really didn't. I remember my freshman, I've always loved science, but I didn't really know that I would be able to take a path that I would enjoy. So they came in to my biology class freshman year, Miss Bunchton and some of her students, and they talked about this biotech program, and I was like, I've never heard of this before. Obviously, it was like brand new. And so we have kind of, since I started my sophomore year, we have kind of had to push through and learn different things, because we're not all the way there yet, but like we're growing together. And I give all the credit to Miss Bunch, or most of the credit to Miss Bunch. She is a very, very powerful player in this game. And so.
And I know that some of my friends in the class, of course we've got the students who are like top of their class, best of the best. test, and they're, you know, just doing what they always do. But some of my friends in there, they've never been like top their class science students. They're just kind of bebopping along, and so they said it's an honors credit, and everyone says it's super fun. So, you know, we want to boost our GPA however we can. So they're getting in there, getting that honors credit. And so these students who aren't like super sciencey students, they're able to get in there, and they just find out that they love it, and it's amazing, and they like expand their horizons and able to come in there. And the only prerequisite is that you have to take biology, and most people take biology either freshman or sophomore year, depending on
Do you need a certain grade though in biology?
No, you don't have to have a certain grade. I mean, it's a required class for
as long as you pass it.
Okay.
Yeah. But here's the limitation. It's sort of like what we were talking about coding and computer science yesterday. Finding the educator, the teacher that will, you know, be the instructor in the class.
It's really important.
It's like any other career path. They can make far better, far more doing something else than instructing high school students. So that's the barrier that we have to overcome.
One question that I'm having, kind of echoing your sentiment, is this available at every high school or only yours?
Just ours.
So from like the equitable standpoint, I know you said you guys cover a lot of square miles. If I live on the other side of the county and I want to attend, is it available for open enrollment right now?
Well, as far as they could make the request on a transfer based on a course that's not provided at their school.
Got it. I had a friend switch for language, so it's because she wanted to take German. We don't have that at Lebanon anymore. So she switched schools so she could take German. Because, I mean, I think it's an important program, but if students really, you'd have to get the word out. And I'd love to see it in all the schools where everyone would be able to take it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to have, like, because Ms. Bunch is such, she's such a special teacher, and it's hard to find, because, of course, she's implemented it. So now there's a lot of groundwork laid, and she's working
she's
on course
curriculum. She's put so much
curriculum.
Of her time and effort into someone. It's not just a, you come to school from school hours. She's taken it home with her. She's really molded it into something. So you just have to find someone that's going to have that drive
but
and that passion.
I think now that she's got a curriculum nailed down. She's got her book of things. And I know she'll sometimes, like, because you guys, they were 400 students, but they were in our 200 class because of like schedule issues.
Yeah.
So she does whatever she can to get the students who want to be in there. And so now that she's got her book, like she would be going over lessons, and then she would have like some students, like she'd have you guys go in there and set stuff up for labs some days, and I would go in there, she'd have me write down the procedure, and I'd get some plates ready for us to run tomorrow. And so now that she's got that nailed down, really, if you get a teacher who's willing to like read through it and care about it, they don't have to have as much background knowledge because she's got that there for them. So I think it's easier now that Ms. Bunch has like laid the groundwork to be able to implement it in other schools. But of course you've got to get the technology because it's all the technology because it's so advanced, it's expensive. And Ms. Bunch she's had grants and things, and the way she got it started is Dr. Walters had like a extra amount of money, and he's like, what would you like to do with this?
Yeah.
And she built this program. And so now that they've got all this technology, you've got to get that technology in the other schools where they're able to. And I think even with a little bit less of the state-of-the-art stuff, you could still start laying the groundwork for maybe 100, 200 in other schools. But as you work higher and higher, you've really got to have the certain things. And that's a money problem. And so it's tough for things like that, but I think it's worthwhile when you can get it going.
And it might be where we have to create a hub as far as if this is the central location of where this is first instruction.
Mm-hmm.
For more information about the AASA Digital Consortium, point your browser to www.aasa.org. And if you'd like to learn more about what a superintendent does, you can always check out my blog at Mike Lubelfeld, mikelubelfeld.edublogs.org, edublogs.org. All right. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you on the next episode of Lighthouse 112.
Thank you for listening to Lighthouse 112, the podcast from the Superintendent of Schools in the North Shore School District 112. We're a PK-8 public school district in Northeast Illinois. This podcast is a source of information about the school district, its leadership, its teachers and students, and its community.
It's another source of updates and an additional source of news regarding the changing narrative of public education. Inspire, innovate, and engage. This podcast can be listened to and heard on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Stitcher, and other sources are being added all the time. Please check back and subscribe to us to stay current with what's going on in North Shore School District 112. Please also visit our website at www.nssd112.org. Thank you so much for listening and for your interest.